Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After another hard freeze this morning, we'll be a bit warmer for today, a high near 50, and the warm-up will continue. Get your full forecast on air from Dan Brunoff at News Radio 1080 and always online at KRLD.com. Here are your top local stories. It's Wednesday, November 13th. The Kauffman ISD is delayed the start of school this morning because of a water main break. Every school in the Kauffman ISD will start 2 hours later because they don't have running water. Kauffman says homes and businesses south of 175 have lost water as well. The city says the water main broke about 11 last night. They spent the night making repairs, and they say they should have the problem fixed this morning, but it's going to take some time for water pressure to build back up in Kauffman. Students at Garland High School going back to class today. The school is open after it was closed yesterday over a gas problem. Repairs have been made to restore heat at Garland High School, so classes are getting back underway. Hundreds of school buses in North Texas will need to go in for repairs following a nationwide recall. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
In October, Daimler Trucks North America recalled a total of 53,528 buses nationwide. The company says the seatbacks are the problem. They may not have enough padding to properly protect passengers. Louisville ISD had to repair 275 buses out of their 288 total fleet. Grapevine Colleyville only needed to fix 7 buses. Fort Worth ISD says 126 of its buses are in the recall year range, but the district is still waiting for confirmation. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys may need to find another show for halftime on Thanksgiving. As we hear from KRLD's Alan Skaya, the singer who's scheduled to perform is threatening to quit.
The Salvation Army uses the halftime show at the Cowboys Thanksgiving game to launch the Red Kettle program. Last year's Red Kettle campaign brought in almost $143 million. Ellie Goulding is scheduled to perform at halftime later this month, but when she posted a picture of her wearing a Salvation Army apron on Instagram, fans responded, accusing the nonprofit of homophobia. Goulding now says she'll cancel the show unless the Salvation Army pledges support for the LGBTQ community or makes a donation. The Salvation Army's national commander says with an organization this size, myths can perpetuate, and a person's religion, lifestyle, sexual, or gender identity has no bearing on the group's willingness to provide service. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas Oversight Committee has agreed to look into the case of Diamond Ross, a woman who died in police custody more than a year ago. During the second meeting of the Oversight Board Tuesday night, Dallas citizens let the committee know they are doubtful that committee can bring about the changes the city needs.
Police stepped in at last month's meeting when some in the audience demanded to speak but were not allowed to. This time, public comments were much more civil, but many felt the committee can't work unless some of the board members themselves step down.
To understand the rightful indignation that the community has when we have people appointed who don't even believe in the board or can relate or understand.
My life is not a political position, and the fact is that you do sicken me on that board.
It's a threat to progress for the potential that this board can do in Dallas County.
The meeting also allowed those in attendance to file complaints. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth, the city council finally got a chance to meet the members of that city's new police review panel. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
The city of Fort Worth released the names last Friday, and yesterday was the first opportunity for the council to offer its feedback. City Manager David Cook said the panel of national experts will be led by Dr. Theron Bowman and Dr. Alex Del Carmen, and it will also include Linda Garcia, Emily Gunston, Tom Petrosky, Jonathan Smith, Marsha Thompson, and Dr. Rita Watkins.
Each of these panelists have a different area of expertise. And so they'll be focused on different parts of the review along the way.
Mayor Betsy Price said she's happy with the 8 people selected.
I think they represent a depth and breadth of knowledge that will bring a lot to the table for Fort Worth.
The council will vote on a resolution at its meeting next Tuesday to approve the panel, and it will get to work the first week of December. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Back in Dallas, jury selection continues today in the trial of a man charged with murder for killing a man during a fight over a fender bender.
In February, 29-year-old Demondre Green was wedged in a parking space along Ruth Street. When he tried to back out, he hit Christopher McKinney's car. McKinney had a gun and shot 6 times. He doesn't deny that, but he told our partner station, NBC5, there is another side to this.
But I know nobody probably believes me, man, but he said it first, man. He was like, I'll shoot you right now, and he pulled his gun. And then that's why I pulled my gun, too. And I didn't mean for it to happen like that at all.
McKinney is on trial for Green's murder, a charge that could lock him up for life. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Police Department will pay officers overtime to patrol busy shopping centers and neighborhoods during the holiday shopping season. Assistant Chief Lonzo Anderson says it's going to be a big part of the department's effort to prevent crime between now and the end of the year.
Most of the commanders are using about 50% of their budget for the next 6 weeks for a holiday crime initiative. And then in order to really continue to support our response times, that they're using it towards call answering as well.
Those overtime officers will be working to prevent robberies and car break-ins in areas that see a big increase in traffic during the holiday shopping season. Homeless advocates are applauding Dallas for again opening the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center as an emergency shelter. More than 300 people packed into the convention center Monday night to beat the cold. The doors were open again last night to anyone who needed a warm place to sleep. But one faith leader in Dallas is blasting police for making arrests at the makeshift shelter. Police were checking IDs at the convention center and arrested 11 people wanted for violent crimes. Police say others who were wanted for nonviolent offenses were allowed to stay. Sports. The Dallas Stars play in Calgary tonight at 8:30.
The All Local. Updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.